Teleport vulnerability, patch issued amidst Umbrella, Stand 40 gate threat. June 23, 2025. Asterisk cybersecurity firms and government agencies are responding to a critical vulnerability affecting the Teleport open source platform and a newly identified malware targeting Fortinet 40 gate firewalls. Today's developments highlight the ongoing challenges faced by businesses and enterprises in maintaining robust security postures. Section Break. Teleport vulnerability, CVE-2025-49825, sparks immediate action. Cybersecurity landscape was jolted this morning by the release of a critical vulnerability patch for Teleport, a widely adopted open-source platform used for secure access to servers and cloud applications. The vulnerability, designated CVE-2025-49825, allows remote attackers to bypass standard SSH authentication controls, potentially granting unauthorized access to managed systems. According to a statement released by Teleport's development team, the flaw impacts Community Edition versions up to 17.5.1. Technical details and impact, asterisk. Vulnerability stems from a flaw in the platform's authentication mechanism. Attackers could potentially exploit this weakness to circumvent established security protocols, gaining access to systems that should have been protected by SSH credentials. The vulnerability's severity is underscored by its high CVSS, Common Vulnerability Scoring System, score of 9.8, indicating a critical risk level. Immediate response and recommendations, asterisk. Teleport has released patched versions of the platform addressing the vulnerability. The vendor is strongly urging all users, particularly those running self-hosted agents and Kubernetes deployments, to apply these updates immediately. Given the high CVSS score and the potential impact, proactive patching is paramount, stated a Teleport spokesperson in a press release. We are monitoring the situation closely and providing ongoing support to our users. Focus on self-hosted agents and Kubernetes, asterisk. Recommendation to prioritize updates for self-hosted agents and Kubernetes deployments reflects the platform's widespread use in these environments. These deployments are often more complex and require greater vigilance in security management, making them particularly susceptible to exploitation. Security analysts are advising organizations to conduct thorough vulnerability scans and penetration testing to assess their exposure. No public exploitation reported, asterisk. Crucially, as of this reporting, no public exploit or evidence of in-the-wild exploitation of the Teleport vulnerability has been identified. However, the fact that the vulnerability exists and has a high CVSS score necessitates a heightened state of alert. The NCSC and other security organizations are actively monitoring for any signs of malicious activity. NCSC issues alert regarding Umbrella Stand, malware targeting Fortinet 40 gate firewalls. Adding to the urgency, the UK National Cybersecurity Centre, NCSC, today issued an alert concerning a newly identified malware strain dubbed Umbrella Stand. This malware is specifically targeting Fortinet 40 gate firewalls, a critical security appliance utilized by numerous businesses. Umbrella Stand's tactics, asterisk. The NCSC's alert details that Umbrella Stand aims to exploit vulnerabilities within 40 gate devices. Successful exploitation could lead to significant network compromise and potential data breaches. The NCSC's investigation is ongoing, but preliminary findings suggest the malware leverages previously unknown vulnerabilities within the 40 gate firmware. 40 gate security posture review urged, asterisk. The alert mandates that organizations using Fortinet firewalls immediately review their existing security posture. This review should encompass several key areas. Bullet point, firmware updates. Asterisk, the NCSC recommends applying all available firmware updates to 40 gate devices. Bullet point, configuration audits. Asterisk, thorough audits of firewall configurations are essential to identify and rectify any misconfigurations that could be exploited. Bullet point, intrusion detection systems, IDS, and intrusion prevention systems, IPS. Organizations are advised to enhance their IDS/IPS capabilities to detect and block Umbrella Stand's activity. Bullet point, network segmentation. Asterisk, implementing robust network segmentation can limit the potential damage caused by a successful intrusion. Combined threat landscape, a call for proactive security. These two separate incidents, the Teleport vulnerability and the Umbrella Stand threat, underscore the complex and evolving nature of the cybersecurity landscape. The Teleport vulnerability highlights the risks associated with widely used open source platforms, while the Umbrella Stand attack demonstrates the persistent threat posed by malware targeting critical security appliances. both events emphasize the importance of proactive security measures, including bullet point, regular vulnerability scanning, asterisk continuous monitoring for vulnerabilities is essential. Bullet point, rapid patch deployment, asterisk organizations must have processes in place to quickly deploy security patches. Bullet point, security awareness training, asterisk educating employees about potential threats and best practices is crucial. Bullet point, threat intelligence sharing, asterisk collaboration between organizations and security communities is vital for effective threat detection and response. Section break. Summary of developments, June 23, 2025. Today's cybersecurity news centered on two significant threats, a critical authentication bypass vulnerability in Teleport, CVE-2025-49825, and a newly identified malware strain, Umbrella Stand, targeting Fortinet 40 gate firewalls. Both incidents prompted immediate action from Teleport and the NCSC, with recommendations for patching, security posture reviews, and enhanced threat detection. As of this reporting, no public exploitation of the Teleport vulnerability has been confirmed, but the ongoing investigation into Umbrella Stand remains a priority. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.